Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The GOP presidential candidates continue their campaign trail grind today, just ahead of tomorrow's contests in Michigan and Arizona. Following Rick Santorum's recent wins, a Michigan win tomorrow is critical for Mitt Romney. The former governor has been trying to make a connection there by playing up the fact that he's a native son of Michigan. Here he is speaking in Farmington Hills, Michigan recently.
A little history. I was born and raised here. I love this state. It seems right here. The trees are the right height. I like seeing the lakes. I love the lakes. There's something very special here. The Great Lakes.
And the latest polls show that Mitt Romney has erased a deficit and is now slightly ahead of Rick Santorum in Michigan. For more this morning, we're joined now by Jack Lessenberry, senior news analyst for Michigan Radio. Jack, good morning, and thanks for speaking with us.
Pleasure to be here.
Jack, before we talk about the contest tomorrow, let's look back. What's changed in Michigan for Mitt Romney since his win there 4 years ago?
Well, the big change, of course, has been the collapse and the near death of the auto industry. 4 years ago, Romney was identified with the industry, oddly enough, because his father, a popular governor in the 1960s, had been head of one of the auto companies, American Motors, which later was merged with Chrysler. But since then, Romney came out against the bailout, and that's created some negative feeling, if not in the Republican electorate, in the state as large.
Let's start with the Republicans, and how bad has it hurt him with Republicans?
Well, it hasn't hurt him at all with Republicans, at least Republicans who will vote in the primary, because all the candidates were against the bailout, even though the bailout was perceived as being successful. The auto companies did survive. They went through a managed bankruptcy and are all making money again now. It's very interesting to note that during this primary campaign, Obama's lead over Romney in Michigan has gone from 3 or 4 points to 18 points.
So even if Mitt Romney wins the primary tomorrow in Michigan, as a battleground state, he might have a problem winning it again in this November should Romney eventually end up being the GOP nominee.
Oh, he'll definitely have a problem. And while Michigan was a swing state in the 1980s, it was closer to the national average than any other state in the union, it has become increasingly Democratic. What we say now is that any Democrat has to win Michigan, and a Republican has to win Ohio to have a chance of winning the presidency. It'll be interesting to see whether Romney's sort of anti-auto bailout stance has also hurt him in Ohio, where there's a lot of auto workers and which votes a week from now.
Back to the primary tomorrow. Polls before the weekend showed Romney and Santorum basically neck and neck, with Romney maybe ahead by a couple of points. Does it seem to you, as an experienced political watcher in Michigan, that Romney might be able to eke out a win there?
Well, it does seem that Romney has pulled somewhat ahead. Now, of course, this is a very volatile electorate, and voters in general in America, and Michigan voters maybe in particular, don't vote very much in primaries. The Republican primary turnout tomorrow will almost certainly be under a million. A million would be a very good turnout, and in a general election, you've got 5 million voters. Even John McCain, who lost by a landslide, got well over 2 million votes here. So what these candidates are doing is campaigning for a subset of a subset of voters. We're looking at very committed, narrowly committed, ideological voters. It does look like, thanks to the support of the governor and pretty much of the Republican establishment, Romney seems likely to eke out a victory, but you never know who's going to vote till primary day.
So does that mean that turnout is very important, turning out your vote, identifying it, and then getting it to the polls?
Well, yes, it is. But I think we also should note that even if Romney wins here, the fact that he had the fight on his home turf is sort of humiliating. Nobody in Michigan had heard of Rick Santorum 2 months ago, nobody except political junkies like me, that is, that this man who was a defeated senator, has been out of office for 6 years, could come out of nowhere to make someone who was born here and his father was an icon here really have to fight hard. Says something about the appeal of Romney's candidacy.
Has Rick Santorum been winning votes there, or has Mitt Romney been losing votes there?
Well, I think what's happened is that the conservative base, the sort of hardcore Christian right and Tea Party conservatives, don't really trust Mitt Romney. They look at the Mitt Romney who ran against Teddy Kennedy in 1994 in Massachusetts, the Romney who was in favor of gay rights, said he was more in favor of gay rights than Senator Kennedy, the pro-abortion Romney, and they don't really trust his conversion. Plus, Romney seems to be a candidate who's sort of hard to warm up to. I think he's probably, if he becomes the nominee, he's the first time since Thomas E. Dewey that he's a candidate that people may think is logical, but as one Republican said to me, it's sort of like the girl your grandmother picks out for you to marry. It may make sense on paper, but it's hard to get the old passion going, and he doesn't seem to excite passion in a lot of people.
So what's your gut tell you about tomorrow's vote, Jack?
Well, my gut tells me that Romney is likely to win, maybe by 4 or 5 points, depending on the turnout. But he should have done better than that in his home state. And if he doesn't win, it's going to be very shaky for him going into Super Tuesday.
Jack Lissenberry, senior news analyst for Michigan Radio, journalism professor at Wayne State University. Thank you very much for speaking with us from Detroit this morning.
Absolute pleasure to be here.